From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. State media reports that at least 35 people were killed and many injured Tuesday when a rocket landed in a busy marketplace in an eastern suburb of the Syrian capital, Damascus. The rocket landed in the Kashkul market close to rebel-held parts of eastern Ghouta. UN officials say about 100,000 people are trapped in rural areas of Syria's northern Afrin district and need humanitarian aid after Turkish and allied Syrian forces drove out the Syrian Kurdish militia. UNICEF estimates 50,000 children are among those who need humanitarian aid in Afrin. The UN Human Rights Office warns that massive human rights violations carried out by Turkey's government following an attempted coup in July 2016 and a number of terrorist attacks have eroded the rule of law in the country. Afghanistan's Taliban says they are ready to discuss peace and reconciliation with the leaders of the Afghan jihadi organizations opposed to the U.S.-led foreign occupation of the country. The insurgent group made the overture through an official statement Tuesday, but maintained its silence over Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's recent offer of a reconciliation dialogue. A student with a gun opened fire in a high school hallway in the eastern U.S. state of Maryland on Tuesday, wounding two classmates before being killed during a confrontation with a school police officer. The sheriff, Timothy Cameron, said the officer, Blaine Gaskill, immediately responded to the gunfire and exchanged shots with the 17-year-old boy. This is VOA News. A package bomb has exploded.